Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking the Open, the British Open, and not a good day for, well, not a good tournament as they missed the cut for Rory McIlroy or for Tiger Woods. Let's bring on in David Kamen to talk about it, host of the Golf Pod on the Believe Podcast Network. He's on Twitter at Believe Podcast, B-L-E-A-V Podcast. Dave, what's going on? How are you?
Doing well, you know, getting my rest when I can, watching this early morning golf.
Yeah, well, it's been starting about 12:30 Central Time. I guess that'll be what 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Dave, it's a little different. You got to make your job a little difficult.
Yeah, but I love it. I mean, this is I've played golf in Western Ireland and a little bit in Northern Ireland. I haven't played Port Rush, but it's. Oh my gosh, I love it so much, and this is a track I need to go play. That's how I feel about watching this championship.
Let's start with the bad first, the two headliners of this, and the favorites, according to Vegas, coming into this was Rory McIlroy, his home country, one of his home courses. It just did not go well, even though he shot a spectacular 65 today, still missed the cut. What went wrong for Rory, especially on that day one?
Well, it's a little bit of a pattern where he just doesn't start well. This was excessively bad, right? But he doesn't start well, and then he rallies and gets more comfortable, and then you know, gets back in contention. That's not a pattern that he does all the time. He's won two different majors by 8 shots. But of late, it's not good. He's definitely finds a way to put pressure on himself, and this week was incredibly understandable. You know, he's staying at his parents' house. This is an area in which he grew up, not necessarily directly on this golf course. But when you've shot 61 on a golf course at age 16, there are going to be expectations when the Open Championship comes back to that course. So I feel for him. I felt for the pressure he felt and being pulled in 7 different directions. But what a move today. What a great attempt at making it all the way back to making the cut. I thought that was remarkable. I just I feel for him. And I'm glad that Shane Lowry at least is in contention and that there's an Irish flag still flying.
Yeah, there you go. There is. Tiger Woods, just another bad performance at a major. Anything outside Augusta, it seems like he's struggled mightily in recent years. And it almost seemed like, Dave, that he was resigned from the get-go that, hey, this isn't going to be my tournament, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I definitely got that sense on Tuesday. He was more or less making excuses already. He mentioned he had to try and go find it a little bit on the range on Wednesday, which is highly unusual. And even more so, I think he was setting us up for this when he said, I've got a funny story for you. On Tuesday's press conference, he never said that. So he was being endearing, really as nice as possible, which was almost readying us for this failure, I felt. But look, yeah, you're right. I think it is physical. A lot of it, his neck has been bothering him. He hasn't been able to play as much. Anybody that's going to contend this week, and it's showing out in the first 2 rounds for the most part, they've been over in Europe for a week or two. They've acclimated. You know, Tiger flew in on Sunday, Saturday, I think, at the earliest. So it's excuses. He's talking about a lot of travel. That was a little much today in the post game. You know, talking about all the travel he's had to do, go over to Thailand and then come over here. He's on a private jet. I mean, I'm just not crying for him on this front, but it's most pain is self-chosen, as we know, brother, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. Talking to Dave Kamens, host of the Golf Pod on the Believe Podcast Network. So at top of the leaderboard, you got Shane Lowry. You also have J.B. Holmes, the American from Kentucky, who only has 1 tour win in the last 4 years, although they did come this February in the Genesis Open. It seems like maybe he is set for a Cinderella kind of run this weekend.
Yeah, a little bit. First of all, I love a guy that wears a black glove, don't you? It's sort of like Johnny Cash.
Right.
He's been at near the top of the game, and he does have these lulls. And he came out of a lull recently. You're right. Genesis Open, beginning of the year, I saw him play in person here at Riviera, and it was a masterful performance. It's a great classic track, and he beat a great field. And then he misses like six straight cuts. So, I mean, I've always felt like the pros that aren't the very top of the line, I've seen it with my own eyes, right? The very top players, they play well or decently all the time. Then there's the guys in the J.B. Holmes category. They're terrific golfers, world-class, but they're second tier as far as professionals. And those guys get hot for 5 weeks. I guarantee you he's going to be a factor in the World Golf Championship and in the upcoming playoffs because he's got it. He found a something-something, and he's going to run with it. So will he last this week? I don't think so, personally. I think the seasoned guys like certainly major champions like Koepka and Spieth are going to make a run. I do think that Lowry will hang on, but that's for other reasons. And by the way, if I may, just one PS on Tiger. He'll be back at Augusta. He will perform well at Augusta and damn well threaten to win that thing once again. That's the kind of place where year after year, you know, he'll be able to perform if he's at all physically ready. So I'm not casting him off as to never be a champion again.
No, I don't think anybody would do that, but it's just the reality of what he's done on these other tournaments. Dave Kamens, host of the Golf Pod on the Believe Podcast Network. Dave, get some rest before you got to cover this thing early in the morning, all right?
Yeah, right on it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, go listen to that podcast. Again, Believe Podcast Network, and you can follow him on Twitter at Believe Podcast. That's BLEAV Podcast.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!